Good evening, and thank you for coming tonight. About 10 or 12 years ago, I met Carrie at a networking event. And we've actually have been friends ever since. We run into each other on and off at networking events. And Carrie was actually one of the first people that, and I don't know if you remember this, but you were one of the first people that sat down with me and said, if you're going to start your business, you need to do A, B, C, and D. And every time that we would run into each other, she would actually always make it a point to follow up. How's it going? What are you doing? You need to do this, 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 and this. So when I found out that Carrie was going to run for city council, I actually called her and I said, Carrie, I understand that you're running for city council. What do we need to do to win? And therefore, when I think of Carrie, and I've actually, I was thinking about this today, why would Carrie make a good city alderman? And I actually, on the drive here, made some notes on my phone.
Were you driving?
No, I was not driving. So what I came up with is the reason why Carrie would make a good city councilman would be is because she's results-oriented. She's focused on people. She is a forward thinker. She is ethical. She is driven. She has that collaborative leadership. And she's a team builder. I encourage each one of you, if you are able to vote for Carrie for city council. If you can't, we will more than gladly take contributions tonight. Her new website is carrie4rogers.net, which will all be linked to her .com. Again, I want to thank everyone for coming. Let's get Carrie elected, and let's win in November. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Alex, and I'd forgotten, but I did that so regularly with people. Nobody is there to hold an entrepreneur accountable, so that was the least I could do, right? Well, thank you for being here tonight. It's nice to be in a room with friends, with a microphone and everything. I feel like I'm big time here, running in this little bitty city council race that normally would be unopposed. I don't know how many of you have done what I've done when you go to vote, and you look down the list of candidates, and there's a choice, and you go, huh, I don't know who that is. Well, okay, that one's a girl. We'll vote for a girl. This one, their last name is Smith. I'll go ahead and vote there. Most of us go to the polls and we vote like that. And I can't tell you how many times I've done that. This last election, getting involved in politics and learning the process was the first time I knew every single candidate and every single issue to vote on. And it was a really different experience. Now, in a lot of races in Northwest Arkansas, the candidate is unopposed, and that makes it real easy. And sometimes people are afraid of competition, and they don't want to run unless nobody else is running, which is kind of sissy. But I understand it's a lot less expensive, am I right, to do that?
You're right.
You have a lot less stress. But guess what? I'm not afraid of a little competition, and I've got not one opponent, but two. So that's why each one of you are so important to this process. Every one of you has a network, and if you don't live in Rogers, then you know people who live in Rogers, and you can ask them to vote. Now, anyone who lives in the city limits who is a registered voter can vote for me. Let me tell you why I decided to run. When I moved from Northwest Rogers to Southeast Rogers, I was driving South 8th Street for the first time in years, and it had changed so much. I realized after moving off the all fresh and new part of Rogers that Southeast Rogers really needed some revitalization. So that was what really inspired me to get involved. However, when I started going to city council meetings starting June 28th last year, I've been to 20 or so meetings now. I've missed hardly any of them. I will tell you that not once have I ever heard anybody say, what is this decision making and will it make it easier for small business owners to succeed in Rogers? No one ever asked, how will this decision affect small business owners? And how do we make Southeast Rogers and all of Rogers a more viable place to do business? Nobody. when you looked at the people that were in the city council meetings, you looked across this whole room, one person in there sits on the council that has a small business. We don't have a voice as small business owners. Now, many of us in this room are small business owners. Lots of us work for companies. The economy is tough today. We absolutely must have the city in our corner, and we need to get them thinking. There are lots of reasons that you have to vote for somebody, but number one, I want you to vote for me because I really have a voice for small business. I have a long, long history in Northwest Arkansas of being a cheerleader and an advocate. There's two other points on my platform. We are without a 21st century communication strategy in Rogers. We have a largely disengaged community that goes somewhere else to go to the office. They come home and enjoy the quality of life that we have here in Rogers, but they really have no idea what's going on in the community. You look at what they're doing in Main Street Rogers, and you can take that same model and expand it out. It's absolutely crucial that we capitalize on this. I've been benchmarking other cities that are 2 and 4 times the size of ours, and there's a lot of tools that we can use out there to engage citizens and really communicate to what's going on. And then finally, my fourth one is to develop leaders. We need to be busy developing our next generation of leaders. In this last political campaign, I really got to know all the players, got to really understand what was going on. There really aren't that many people out there that are looking for that next generation. And so we have the same old people that are running for the same old offices. If they have term limits, they end up terming out. There's a really good opportunity for us to identify people in our community that are qualified to run who have never, never, ever thought about it. And so that's part of my mission, too. I really believe in developing people, developing our business. And you have all kinds of reasons to tell somebody to vote for me and to choose to vote for me yourself. And maybe you want to vote for me because I'm charismatic or I'm your friend or because I'm a small business owner. But the number one reason that I need your help is because I have a lot of competition. I have 2 great opponents. Who really are going to make a real effort and give me a run for my money. And the only way that I can win is with the help of each and every one of you. Can I count on you?
Yes.
All righty, I want to show you a couple of cool things. There's a need for some donations. So if you have anybody out there that you go, hey, if you really want to donate, there's some things that we have to make this thing go. This is the campaign sign. This is the yard sign. I picked the War Eagle colors since War Eagle is a school over in Ward 4, which is Southeast Rogers. All right, and here's the cool thing. I'm really into community engagement. This is the community engagement t-shirt. Tina Bride is going to be working on this, but this is the front of the t-shirt. It's actually going to double as my campaign t-shirt. It's got my 4 points, and here's Elect Me. But this one, it goes on the front of the shirt. I want every single person who has one of these to see that in the mirror and realize that they are the future of Rogers. People don't even think about that. We have all these kids growing up. They don't realize that they're our tomorrow. And so that's the whole purpose of this. And the 3 points under that whole program are give, vote, and gather. That's give of your time, give of your resources. Vote, get out there and vote, because you know we have a very low voter turnout in Rogers as well as the whole rest of the world. And then gather. Let's get together and fellowship and network and connect with each other and figure out how we make our community stronger together, how we are able to mentor and bring people up behind us. We don't have to be very far along in our journey to start reaching back and mentoring others. So I wanted to share that with you because that's probably the thing I'm most excited about. And then it's got a really important message that they'll see, and hopefully subliminally they will believe that they are the future of Rogers. And whether I get elected or not, if I can change the way people think about themselves, that will be worth everything that I did. Thank you so much for being here. I have all my loved ones in the room. I'm sure as this goes on, we'll have more people that I've never even met before. So, and I hope that's the case because I've had a great time visiting with other people. All right. Thanks for coming, you guys.
And also, Let's thank Chewy and Los Cantaritos for the wonderful food that they have provided us tonight. And make sure to visit you guys.